Are you lost, little one? Yeah, don't turn around. You know who I'm talking to. Come over here. Bet you think you're so sneaky, don't you? Spying on women in the women's washroom? Thinking you're invisible? But I saw you, so what do you mean no? I watched you for long before I was sure of what you were up to. It's not until now, after you left, that I decided to call you out. Yeah, it's a scary alley, by the way. What's a boy like you doing anywhere near? This late, too. Where are your parents? Should I tell on you? Oh, really? So you're not a boy. You're just a little pervert, huh? Let me guess. 18? 19? It's because of my height, I guess. Everybody just looks much younger to me. You like tall women, though, I bet. Yeah? What about them? The long legs? Oh, what are we going to do with you? What? Hell no, you're not going home. Are you kidding me? I need to think of a punishment. I mean, I can't let you go now. You'll just continue spying on women. Which is bad. You understand that, right? Yeah, I bet. I believe you. All right, listen up. Here's what we're gonna do. First, hand over your phone. Don't try anything funny. I won't ask twice. Good. Now you're going to follow me. No funny business, or you'll regret it. There's a shelter nearby. They take in naughty boys like you. Keep you off the streets. Maybe they can straighten you out. No, I'm not giving you a choice. It's either that or the police. And trust me, you'd rather deal with them. Hey, Sister Margaret. Found this one lurking in the alleys. Caught him doing something he shouldn't have been. Think you can take him in for the night. Huh. No answer. Looks like she's not here tonight. Guess the shelter is closed. All right, boy. You're coming with me. I'll figure something else out. You think it's your lucky night, don't you? Getting off easy. But you're wrong. I can't let you go. Not after what you did. You see, if I let you go now, what's to stop you from doing it again? From creeping around, spying on women who think they're alone and safe. You might think it's harmless, just a bit of fun, but it's not. It's violating. It's terrifying for the women you spy on. Well, except me, of course. And if no one teaches you a lesson now, you'll just keep pushing boundaries, maybe even doing worse. That's why we're going back to where this started, to the washroom. Here we are. Recognize this place? Yeah, I bet you do. You thought you could just sneak in and out without anyone noticing. Well, guess what? You're about to learn a hard lesson. Take a good look. This is where you decided to be a creep. Think about what you've done. You're going to stay here for a while. Reflect on your actions. Maybe the fear of being caught again will keep you from repeating your mistakes. Are you regretting your actions yet? You should. Think about what could happen if someone catches you here. Imagine the humiliation, the embarrassment of being caught in the women's washroom. Think about the police being called, your name in a report, maybe even the papers. Think about the shame you'd feel facing your friends and family after they find out. The way people would look at you, knowing what you did. This place, this very spot, could be where your life changes for the worse. So while you're standing here, I want you to think long and hard about your choices, about why it's not worth it. Understand? Good, because if I ever catch you doing something like this again, you won't just be standing here, you'll be facing real consequences. What's so funny? You think this is a joke? You think you can just laugh off what you did? Oh, wow. Really? The audacity. You think I care that I've been repeating myself? Maybe I'm just trying to make you understand something. All right. If you think standing here isn't enough, maybe you need something more. Fine. You think you're clever? Let's see how clever you are without your shoes. Yep, that's right. Now you'll walk home barefoot. Through the cold and rough streets, every step will remind you of this night. You know, every time you step on something sharp or feel the rough pavement under your feet, I want you to remember why you're feeling that pain. It's a small taste of the fear and discomfort you caused those women. You think this is still funny? Let's see if you're still laughing when your feet are cut and bruised, when every step hurts. And it's not just about the physical pain. It's about vulnerability. Maybe this will give you a tiny glimpse into how vulnerable those women felt when they realized someone was spying on them. What? Who cares if it was just me in there? That's not the point. Gosh, you're so annoying. You know that? Listen, I even have your phone. You're without a lifeline. No calling for help. No distractions. You'll walk home alone, through the dark. This really doesn't bother you at all. You really think you're untouchable, don't you? Well, maybe it's time to show you what real intimidation feels like. Look at me. No, really. Look up. You see, there's a certain power that comes with being a tall, grown woman. A power that makes men like you feel small. Weak. Look at you. I could crush you, pick you up and pin you to the wall. Although, I bet that's exactly what you would want, isn't it? No, that's what you think you want. But I can tell, you're not built for that. You wouldn't handle it. No, no, listen, boy. I can really, really tell. I can feel it as I'm standing over you. You thought you were being sneaky, watching from the shadows. But now? Now you're caught in a different kind of trap. The kind where you realize you're not in control. Where you understand that your actions have consequences. And while you may have thought that the other things I said were funny and seemed like empty warnings, this hits differently, doesn't it? What if I slam my hands against the same wall your back is pressed against, trapping you in between them? Oh yeah, you're feeling it now, aren't you? Isn't that just the biggest case of careful what you wish for? Now look at you. You have the woman you spied on, the one you wanted to catch a glimpse of so badly, right before your eyes. And yet, you can do absolutely nothing about it. You're not really the man you think you are, my boy. I look like I could be your mommy. Perhaps I should act like one even more, What do you think about that? You need discipline. Someone to show you how you should treat a woman like me. Teach you about respect, humbleness, and other things. No, see? See, you still don't know how to act. Even now, when everything you say and everything you do can be turned against you. I'll tell you what. I don't have to make a report. Nobody has to know about any of this. Yes, really. But don't think it's because I'm nice. No. Absolutely not. You're not deserving of me being nice to you at all. But let's just say I could use you for something right now, which will also be part of your punishment. And you will also get to learn about how to be obedient. Now, at first, you might think you won when you hear about what I have in mind. But don't be fooled. I will have total control, and you will do everything as I say. Everything else is not allowed. Do you understand? Are you agreeing to something you haven't even heard about yet? Are you assuming? Good, because if you were... See, I don't like when boys assume things. Actually, I don't like when my boys think about much, really. I just like them useful. Can you be useful? Yeah? You think so? Can I trust you? God knows I can't. But you know what will happen if you lie to me, right? It's not blackmail. You can leave now if you want. I don't care. But... Okay, then. Take a seat. Here. On this chair. We know how naughty you are already, but let's see how much naughtier you really can be. You like my boobs? Oh, what's the matter? Am I too fast for you? You better wake the fuck up then. What? You don't like the tone, do you? Better get used to it. Stay still. I'm gonna sit on you. Here, open your mouth. I said, open your mouth, boy. Oh, come on. You can suck my nipples better than that. They aren't too much for you, are they? Open that mouth wider. I want your whole mouth. Put some effort into it. That's enough. Now, you said you like my legs, right? Touch them. Come on, shy boy. I thought you were so bold. That's it. Put your hand on my thigh. Now, go lower. Oh, good boy. You like that, don't you? I have an idea. Take off my shoes. Now, pull your cock out. You said you would do as I said, remember? I want to put my feet on it. You don't have a problem with that, do you? Of course you don't. As long as I'm touching you. See, you don't deserve my hands or my pussy. Just a foot job. That's it. And oh, look at you. You're hard already. Really? Oh, my gosh. All right. Here you go. How do you like that? Is it good? Look at you, getting jerked off by feet for the first and last time. You may feel like you won for now, but trust me, when you come, it will hit you. But even knowing that, it won't stop you, will it? You just want this to keep going. Boys. I'm just using you, to be honest. This is a nice massage for my feet. Not a lot of people know about this technique. You're nothing but a toy here, understand? I'm just gonna have my way with you. Oh yeah? Is it now? All right then, if you must, go ahead. Come all over my feet. Come on, boy. I don't got all day. Hurry up. Good boy. That's it. Do what I say. Oh, see, isn't it better to obey? To be a good boy? Under control? Of course. Now get out of here. And don't you think about spying on women ever again. Otherwise, this might happen again. No, it won't. Get out.